This is part of God's program, what Brother Bagi just explained. And what we see in Exodus is part of God's program, God's salvation. God had predicted to Abram in Genesis 15, Abram would be a father of many nations, and also his own seed would suffer greatly. God predicted that. That is God's plan. And so when you turn to Exodus, you see them in bondage. And then God wanted them to realize the need, that they realized how they needed salvation. And that's why we had in this verse 23, the children of Israel sighed or groaned. God wanted them to realize they needed salvation. Then they cried. Certainly, their cry came up to God. So God was listening. God had his hand in this. And that's just every believer has to go through this process to realize how he needs that salvation. And certainly, fourthly, he heard their groaning. So God paid attention. And then he remembered his covenant. Brother Jake mentioned it already. And that is why you see the link with Genesis 15 already. And other verses, of course. And then the sixth point is, God looked upon them. So God noticed, God really cared for them, and they responded. Later we see that, but God acknowledged them. So that is God's fellowship. He had fellowship with them in their sufferings. And that's why we need to connect it with chapter 14, Exodus 14, verse 10, that we had before us. And I just want to make that connection. In Exodus 14, verse 10, we see this tremendous pressure. Pharaoh is after them, and then they cried out to the Lord. That is something that we all have to learn, to cry out to the Lord. We are helpless. We are hopeless. In ourselves, there is no solution. And so God allows that, and that's why I use the word program. This is God's program. God allows these situations so that they learn to cast themselves on him. And what is the result? In verse 13 and 14, God's instructions to Moses. And again, 7 points. First point is, fear not. So if you look up to God, yes, we fear God. That is the fear of God, but it's a different kind of fear. That is love for him. But it means no fear of the enemies, because he is more powerful than the enemy. Secondly, they had to learn to stand still. They could not do anything but expect help from the Lord. That's why they had to stand still. Like Job, Lord said to Job, stand and consider the wonders of the Lord. That's what they had to learn. We have to learn to fix our eyes on the Lord and see what he is doing. I cannot do anything. And the third point is, see the salvation of the Lord. That's the point. God comes in. He is at work. It's his work. It's his salvation. Fourth point, he will work for you today. So he is at work. That's part of this program. It's his program. And so I encourage you, I will not go there now, but Romans 7 and 8, you'll see how this works out. In Romans 7, the soul cries out to God, oh wretched man. But then, by the Spirit of God, he turns to God. And then there is this great salvation. That's exactly the same idea. But he will work for you today. That's the fifth point. That's important. God's salvation is today. And that's for the soul here, perhaps, who has not found peace yet. It's for today, not tomorrow. That's a trick of the enemy. He says, tomorrow you have another chance. No, it's today. The sixth point is, Jehovah will fight for you, verse 14. It's not based on our own efforts. The Lord would fight for them. He would deliver them. But ye, and that's the seventh point, ye shall be still. That means you have to just watch and see. You have to rely on him. And beloved, that is an important lesson for all of us daily. We have to rely on the Lord. And then he will work out his program. So that is God's salvation. He is faithful. He is wonderful. Praise him.